this, now hear this. This is your captain speaking.
This is the Michael J. Thorpe Show on Super Talk 1570.
Lord bless us, this is going to be a great day.
Well, first it was wineries, and then breweries that became very popular here in the state of the Michigan. And actually, it's one of Michigan's fastest growing industries, the brewery industry is. And now the popularity of distilleries is growing. Will distilleries in Michigan become as big a business as the microbreweries? Well, Heidi and David Bolger, the owners and distillers at Iron Fish Distillery, hope so, and they're joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, this is your one-year anniversary at Iron Fish, yes?
Yes, we had our one-year anniversary on Labor Day.
Okay, tell us about Iron Fish Distillery.
Well, Iron Fish Distillery is Michigan's first farm-based distillery since Prohibition. I should say the first legal one.
Because
I'm sure there's some out there that are not so legal.
Right.
But we have a 119-acre farm. It's about a mile and a half from Crystal Mountain in the town of Thompsonville. And on the farm, we are growing all our own grain to make our whiskeys and our vodkas. And we also have a wonderful tasting room there. We're on a dirt road. And when you come up and visit our distillery, you'll find something that you would never expect when you drove down that road.
It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden you turn a corner and
then there it is.
And there's Iron Fish Distillery. What changed that allowed distilleries in the state of Michigan? I mean, that this is a new thing, isn't it? What changed?
Yeah, the thing that changed was for years and years, the cost of a license was very expensive. And I'm not sure exactly how long ago it was, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, that price dropped and people started to think, well, I can do this. And that was really the instigation for the buildup of all the distilleries you're starting to see now.
So you don't have to be the biggest company and distribute worldwide in Michigan anymore.
Yes.
Similar in some ways to what happened to allow wineries to do that and breweries. What is it about Michigan and alcohol? We seem to like our drinks, huh?
Yeah, we do all right.
Okay, so you know what do you and Heidi? You jump in anytime. But what do you guys make? What at Iron Fish Distillery? What is your products?
Well, we do the clear spirits, so gin, vodka, rum, and then we do whiskey. And then we also do some really neat infusions. And so taking bourbon, and we've aged it in maple syrup barrels, and so that has an amazing flavor. Rum casks from the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Portugal, we had Tawny Port that we have a bourbon that's flavored that way. And David, you need to pick up there and...
And I like Tawny Port myself. So you've got a little whiskey that tastes a little bit like Tawny Port?
Yeah, there's a high rye bourbon that we have finished in these Tawny Port barrels from Portugal, which is delicious. I still remember the barrels coming from Portugal sloshing this wonderful Tawny Port that we were trying to wring as much out of as we could to put in our own bottles.
Wow. I like, you know, and I'm tasting the, this is maple syrup.
This is maple syrup you have that comes from a local sugar bush about 3 miles from the distillery, and we age that in bourbon barrels, and then after we've aged the maple syrup, we bottle it and we put bourbon back in those barrels, and then we have a bourbon that's nicely has just a faint flavor of maple in it.
You're getting kind of a twofer on this whole thing. You get some great maple syrup, and then you get some good bourbon out of there with a little maple flavor. And I got to tell you, I'm not a big sweet guy, but this is good. This is good.
It's had rave reviews.
Yeah, well, it's got the Michael J. Thorpe seal of approval.
Great, thank you.
Here this morning. Where does the name Iron Fish come from?
I'll let Heidi answer that one.
Iron Fish is, we're on the Betsy River watershed. Mm-hmm. And so the fish that come up the river, the steelhead, very tenacious to make that journey. And so their nickname is Iron Fish. And then additionally, my husband is a metal artist, and so he's created these wonderful iron fish you'll see in our tasting room. They're on display, and so a couple different ways, and that was really the inspiration.
And the other part of Iron Fish that I think is important in our story is that the steelhead trout come up that the Betsy River, and they return to their origin, their stream of origin. And one of the things that we feel is that we're taking the production of spirits back to its origin, which is on the farm. That's where whiskey was typically made, was on the farm. In Prohibition, that stopped when they confiscated all the stills, And now we're bringing that back to the farm.
It's, you know, and you talk about the stills and all that stuff. You really do. A distillery has stills, right? I mean, this is like the age of Prohibition when they hid the stills in the hills, except for it's legal now.
Yeah, we don't have to hide them anymore.
Is it the same process that they used?
It's an ancient process. It's the exact same thing.
Now, are you huge whiskey and gin and all the fans? I mean, how did you come to make whiskey? I'm just curious. What is it? Something you've always enjoyed and you just got curious about it? Was it a business proposition? A little of both?
You know, everybody who's in this business are the partners, the four partners. None of us are in distilling. None of us came from that. We're all coming from different places in our lives, different professions that we had. But this stems from a love of scotch, and my brother-in-law Richard and I both are scotch lovers, and he had a significant birthday 3 or 4 years ago, and his...
We always have them. We don't like to talk about it. I get that.
And and his wife, Sarah, Heidi's sister, bought him a trip to Scotland, and she didn't really want to go because it was all about scotch, and she asked me if I'd go with him. I agreed, and we ended up in Scotland at touring distilleries, and during that time is when we probably said the fateful words about we could probably do this in Michigan.
And you did. So tell me, you know, we talk, what's all the different, let's talk about the different kinds of whiskey. Okay, so what different kinds are there?
Well, the common ones that people always hear of are bourbon, rye whiskey, there's a wheat whiskey, there's scotch, and there are blended whiskeys. Those are kind of the basics.
So we hear of bourbon and scotch. There's also the Tennessee sipping and all these different kinds of whiskey here. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is the grains that go into them and how they're aged. And that's, interestingly enough, it's all driven by federal government laws. Oh. They determine what can be called bourbon. And for example, bourbon has to be at least 51% corn, and it has to be aged in a brand new white oak barrel made in the United States, and it has to be charred on the inside. So those are all the rules you have to follow to call it bourbon.
Is it true that when you're distilling, the product picks up the flavor of the vessel in which it is aged in?
Yes, there's a lot of research that was done, and they feel that about 3/4 of the flavor that's actually in your whiskey comes from the barrel and not from the grains.
So that is interesting in itself. So you can have the same liquid poured into different barrels and come up with different kind of whiskey.
Yes.
And then depending on how long it's in the barrel too, obviously. I mean, a 10-year-old whiskey is much different in flavor than a 2-year-old whiskey.
Okay, so how is it, in the flavor wise, how is scotch taste different than a bourbon?
Scotch is a little bit drier and not as sweet as a bourbon. Scotch is made strictly out of barley, and so you don't have that sweetness of the corn in it. It's also aged differently, so scotch can't be aged in a new barrel. It has to be aged in a used barrel. And so you don't get a lot of the vanilla flavors and the other flavors that come out of a new barrel in the scotch.
Well, in some cases, it's peated too, so smoky kind of flavoring.
Yes. It's all about, distilling is all about flavoring different kinds of alcohol. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a fair statement.
What's your top-selling product at Iron Fish Distillery?
Well, our top-selling clear spirit would be our gin. Mm-hmm. And then we
have... You don't make it in a bathtub. Because that's what they're famous for.
No, but maybe we should.
Hey, but they had a little different flavor. Yeah. Okay. So it's gin.
Gin. Yes.
And you also told me that the Bloody Marys down at Comerica, have I got this right?
This is Ford Field.
At Ford Field are made with your vodka.
Iron Fish.
Wow. You got. I mean, we're talking about all kinds of stuff. The different kinds of stuff that you're making. We've got just a couple minutes left, and I'm curious about your tasting room. And I'm actually in my mind already tasting it. When I go into a taste, what is it I'm going to do? I walk in. I want to know the difference. Like I've been asking you, the difference between a bourbon maybe and the different kinds of whiskey. What happens when I go in?
Well, I'd like to comment just on the experience. People walk in, they say, wow, this could be Chicago. It's just amazing because it's just beautifully done. And then, of course, we have our spirits, which David can talk about that whole experience. But a big part of why people love our tasting room are the craft cocktails. And my sister Sarah is the crafter of those cocktails, and we use all local ingredients when they're in season.
So it's organic.
Well,
basically
yeah,
organic.
A lot of the ingredients are organic, but it's a whole series of recipes, and the menu changes, and people love coming in and trying different things.
And you were going to talk about the different kinds.
The different kinds of if people come in and they want to know what the spirits taste like, and so what we'll do is we'll have tasting flights, so people can get a flight of four different spirits, and then they can go through and they can taste them. And a lot of it is just being able to spend a little time seeing what the aroma is of the spirits and seeing what they taste like.
How do you know when you're tasting and drinking a good whiskey?
I think it's just personal. You know, if you take a drink of something and you think, wow, this is really good, I'm gonna have some more of this, I'm gonna have this again in the future, then I think you can call it a good whiskey. It's very subjective.
Well, of course it is. So it's kind of like when people say, what kind of wine do you like?
Of course. It's
the kind you like.
It's the kind you
What's
like.
What's the best wine? The kind that you like, even if it's really sweet or really really dry. So you're open year-round. It's Iron Fish Distillery. Where is it?
We're located on a farm road, a dirt road in Thompsonville, Michigan. It's 14234 Jubanic, depending on what the pronunciation is of the Polish word. But it's just beautiful.
Near Crystal Mountain,
on the farm.
Right?
Yes, a mile and a half from Crystal Mountain. So very easy to find.
It's okay, and you're open year-round.
Yes, we are.
What's a tasting tour? It says on your, I've got your card here. It says tasting tours. Quickly, what's a tasting tour?
A tasting tour would be we would take people through the entire process of where we're growing the grain, how we're mashing it, how we're grinding it, the whole process of making the whiskey, and then afterwards we do a tasting of all our products.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to make my appointment right now. Yummy snacks, craft cocktails, tours from soil to spirits. I like it. It's Iron Fish Distillery. It's in Thompsonville, right near Crystal Mountain. Do you have a website or something so people can check you out?
Sure. We're ironfishdistillery.com. And, of course, we're on Facebook. And if you look for us, you'll find us.
You can't miss them. Iron Fish Distillery. Thank you, Heidi and David, for being with us today at Super Talk 1570.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to The Michael J. Thorpe Show.